Thank you. The cow went moo. How do you do, Brian?
Willkommen.
Willkommen.
Guten Bienvenue. Tag. Bienvenuto.
Yeah. Ciao. Cow.
Konnichiwa.
This is great.
So, you know,
in Italian, cow means hello and goodbye. And so does moo on the Milking It podcast.
It's another episode.
We're on a quest to comprehensively review all the different flavors of milk.
Of that podcast.
Oh, is it
happening right now, Daniel?
Who are the hosts? Is it me and you? Who are we?
We're the hosts. I'm Brian C. And you?
I'm Daniel C.
Daniel G. K.
That's right. At underscore Daniel underscore whatever my Twitter handle is. Yes, Brian.
Mm-hmm. What are we doing today?
I don't know. Do we go right into the chat timer? What's happening? Are we reviewing milks? I remember now. You and me are hosts of a podcast called the Milking It Podcast.
Oh, that's right.
We review milks.
Okay. Do you have milks with you?
I happen to have a huge crate of them here. They're here by my left foot.
How lucky. I have mine by my right hip.
Great.
I like to keep it in my milk holster on my hip.
Milking from the hip.
Yeah. I've got a whole six shooter of Yakults. Yeah.
I got one of those ankle holsters with my milks in.
Ah.
Well, it's like a trough-sized holster.
Yeah. Mine's like a backpack-sized holster. Or like a medium cardboard box-sized holster. Daniel.
Yeah. What brand is on the side of your cardboard box, Brian?
Amazon.com.
Mine is... Hang on. The Butcher of Byron. Tropical Byron Bay kombucha using local ingredients. 12 times 330ml bottles.
Butcher? Was it Butcher of Byron?
Yeah, like the Butcher of Byron.
Like the Butcher of Byron.
Yeah, like the... Yeah.
So their brand is a serial killer?
I actually never put it together, but it turns out yes.
Huh.
The Butcher of Byron.
Is the Butcher of Byron an actual serial killer, or are they just making up a new serial killer that they think sounds cool for their brand?
I don't know if they've intentionally done this serial killer connection. I think it's just Butcher short for kombucha, which some people do say kombucha, don't they? I've heard people say kombucha. So people are like, the Butcher of Byron. I guess it is deliberate. They really are doing that. It never occurred to me.
It's gotta... If they're not doing it, that's really weird.
Yeah.
Because it definitely sounds like a fucking murderer. Okay, well, there you go.
Why do my little blue stripes look so small on Audacity? Hang on.
I don't know, Daniel.
I better not touch anything. It's fine, I'll fix it in post.
Your blobs are small?
My blobs, they were tiny, but I guess my mouth was just not close enough to the snowball.
Ah, there you go.
This is much better now.
Mm-hmm. I agree. You gotta get closer and talk.
I'm glad
quieter.
We figured out what boxing brands we had.
Yeah.
That was an important part of the show, wasn't it?
Daniel, are any of the milks in your holster ones that you're looking forward to drinking in any particular...
Literally no.
Okay.
You know what? The almond milk one. Give me the almond milk one, Rotolacta.
You don't have an almond milk one.
Yeah, I got Vitasoy. Oh, it's soy. It's not almond milk. Okay, that's still good enough.
You didn't get a clue from the title Vitasoy, Daniel?
No, I didn't get a clue. I'm bad at getting clues.
It took you three words to figure out that it was soy, even though the word soy was in the first word?
Well, Daniel, you know.
All right, Daniel. I added a new milk recently that I'm kind of excited to drink. It is... just normal milk. Plain milk.
Normal milk.
Plain milk. And
all your hordes of detractors out there listening, Brian, are like, ah, that fuckwit Brian, that's not a flavored milk. You're on a flavored milk review podcast. Are you going to review the flavor of a milk? The milk is not flavored. Oh, I knew Daniel was the good one all along. I'm going to be subscribing to Daniel K's Let's Plays, and I'm not going to be subscribing to Here's What I Was Talking About While You Were Thinking, Brian's podcast. Well, detractors, thank you very much. I appreciate it. But hear me out. Let me say this for Brian's choice here. You could say that milk is unflavored, or you could say that it's been flavored by a cow. And I think Brian is going to be trying to detect the subtleties of the unique kind of cow that the milk came out of. The individual. So leave him alone for once, all right? Sorry, Brian, you go on ahead now. Don't listen to them.
Thank you, Daniel. I appreciate it. I would like to drink that. It'd be fun. And then I could tell you why I put it on the list. Anyway, that's it.
Were you about to do that before I went on one?
No, I'm only going to talk about it when I drink it. I'm not going to talk about it before then. Okay, Daniel.
Yeah.
Well, that's that then.
Okay.
Should we
That
spin
is that done. Should we go over to the Rotolactor.
Should we walk over to the Rotolactor, give it a spin, and find out if you or I will be drinking any of the milks we just mentioned or a different milk that we haven't mentioned?
Brian, I feel good about this one being peppy. Don't you feel good about it?
This episode?
Yeah, this episode. Maybe we're going to hit that 20 minutes.
Our pepisode? Damn, we're not going to hit 20 minutes. We're already at like 11.
And the Rotolactor is so far away still.
Yeah, we haven't even got there.
No, you're right. Oh, well, here we are. All right, I'm climbing up.
Okay, good. good.
I've got the handle, I'm pushing it. Well, looks like that's it. What's it say, Brian?
Daniel, in your wife's Animal Crossing game, does she have a spinning wheel?
I'm not too sure. She's got a million things. No, yeah, she does. She's put it by the pier, by a teacup ride.
Oh, nice.
She does have a spinning wheel, yes.
Yeah.
And a light-up coconut tree.
She's got a Rotolactor. A light-up coconut tree.
Yeah, a small one. Yeah, she's got a ton of crazy stuff.
Yeah, once we get down to just 8 milks, we can use the Animal Crossing Rotolactor.
That'll be good. You can hold your Switch up to your microphone.
Mm-hmm. That'll be really good.
And stop me having to climb up the back of this gigantic Rotolactor that we use. This dangerous Rotolactor that I have to maintain.
Okay. Daniel?
Got any other questions about my wife's Animal Crossing game?
Does she have a Sphinx she wants to get rid of?
A sphinx? A sculpture of a sphinx?
Yeah, I need two. I have one. And the only way to get another one is if someone else gives it to me, I think.
Oh, I'll keep that in mind. Is this one of the new... You know Red, the guy who gives away artworks?
No.
Or sells them to you?
I got mine from Gulliver.
Gulliver, okay. What does the sphinx look like? Does it look like a traditional old...
It looks like the sphinx.
Egyptian
from
sphinx?
Egypt, yeah.
I don't think we've got a sphinx.
No.
I'll ask her about it. Maybe we've got a sphinx in storage, but I don't think so. I don't think so.
Daniel, why don't... Yeah. All right, let's move on.
Were you about to suggest I go look?
No.
I go get the Switch?
No, Daniel. No.
I could. I could do some fishing while I'm at it.
I was going to suggest that we play together.
Oh, that seems a bit far.
But... Anyway, moving on.
Sure. We'll make it a special episode. We'll drink... Okay, I guess we can't. It was Animal Crossing, let's go to the city where you can go to the cafe and drink a coffee from that cool seagull bird. But you can't do that in
this island one. We can do a Daniel K's Let's Milk, where we drink milk and play Animal Crossing.
Yeah, that sounds nice. Yeah.
On the other hand, we can do our own podcast right now.
I guess so. What did we get? I get? Tell me first.
Haven't even told us our milks. What did you get, Daniel?
Tell me.
Daniel,
you're
drinking a Farmdale Ram banana.
Holy fuck. Okay. Oh, Jesus. All right. This milk has one special property, which I'm not too sure if I should reveal now or at the end of the review. I think I'm actually going to reveal it at the end of the review.
Is it alcoholic?
It's not alcoholic, no. Good guess, but it's definitely not. I don't want to big it up too much as like a game-changing twist, but it's something interesting. I think it's interesting, but I think weird little things are interesting. So I'll just keep it a secret till the end. Now you go ahead.
That's great, Daniel. Real good. I will be drinking a Silk almond milk.
Aww.
That is vanilla flavored.
I wanted that one.
You wanted a vanilla almond milk? No, you wanted a vanilla chai soy milk, Daniel.
I wanted a vanilla almond milk so much that I thought my soy milk was almond milk. But you know, whatever.
I also would have really loved to get I really would have loved to get 13 Yakults, but hey. Say love you.
It'll come. All right.
Okay.
Do you want me to shut up, or you're dry? Your tank of quotes is all dry.
No, Daniel, my tank of quotes is fucking still. I don't know if we're gonna get through all these quotes before the end of this podcast.
Oh, jeez.
Which will never
God,
end.
This guy sure put a lot of words in his book, didn't he?
He sure did. Okay, Daniel, shut up.
Yes, sir.
It was better to be a cow in pasture-rich England or Holland than in snowy Sweden or Norway, which is one of the reasons why England and Holland became the leading dairy countries. But even in England and even in Somerset, cows withered away to a pitiful state in winter. Some died. No one had extra milk to share. Furthermore, in medieval Europe and even considerably later, milk, which the English called white meat, was a seasonal food. As with all mammals, cows cannot lactate until they have offspring. That usually happened in the spring, and the cows could produce rich, plentiful milk through the spring and summer by eating fine, warm weather grasses. But in the winter, those grasses died away. In addition, a cow spent its first 2 years, about a third of its life, as a heifer, meaning that for a long period, it didn't produce any milk at all. End of story.
I didn't know that was what a heifer was.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, good. Your segment has some value. It sure does teach us a lesson, doesn't it?
Do you want me to add another one?
Sure. Do you want to tell me to shut up again?
This one is like basically the next paragraph, I think, so maybe I should read it.
Sure. Two for one, listeners.
The seasonal nature of milk gave it a special feeling. It was one of the glories of spring and summer. Unfortunately, though, it also meant that milk was produced in warm months when it was most likely to spoil. Often, if a farmer lived near a city, and most did because it was an obvious advantage for a fast-spoiling product, he would take his cow into town to sell its milk. This was particularly common in London. The farmer would wander the streets, calling out, and women, either housewives or servants, would come out with buckets or other receptacles, and he would milk the warm, foaming liquid directly into their containers. This had a number of advantages. The milk could not be fresher, and the customer could inspect the cow to make sure it was healthy and well cared for.
That sounds good. Maybe we can bring that back.
Yeah, farmers wandering the streets just pouring warm foaming liquid directly into housewives' containers?
Absolutely. That sounds fantastic. Plus, you get to see a cow in the street. Imagine that, looking out on the street and you see a cow. That sounds good.
Yeah.
I only see crazy people on my street.
Wow.
But imagine seeing a cow, too.
Imagine replacing those people with cows.
Mm.
Imagine seeing a mad cow on your street, Daniel.
Oh, wow. That's the best dream I've ever had. Fantastic. Yeah, that sounds nice. This book guy, he writes some weird stuff, doesn't he? He says, milk was a seasonal thing, and this made it feel special. Like, he's talking about the feelings that people feel about milk. I think that's funny. I think that's a funny thing to write in your history of milk. Yes, I guess Daniel. He has a right to do so.
He's talking about the history of milk.
Yeah, and how people feel about milk. Special.
And when and why they would drink it.
Mm. Yeah. That bit makes sense. All right, cool. Have Jeez. I got my milk out? Yeah, I do. Cool.
Jeez, Daniel.
Let's open our milks and drink. Mmm. Moo.
Well.
All right. Last week, listeners, and Brian, I read the side of my carton of milk here at this point. I actually want to read the carton, the side of this carton of milk too.
Go for it.
Can I do that?
Sure. You can do that.
So this is a ram. It has ram in big white letters on the side. It's a very modern milk brand. It's sort of popped up out of nowhere. There's a little picture of a ram's head on the side, a little one. On the side, it has a big block of text which takes up the whole side of the carton. And it says, "This is no place for fancy Epicurean types or romantic ingredient stories. This is just great-tasting, Aussie-made, full-bodied, full-flavoured milk. Nothing more, nothing less. And the only way to drink a fair dinkum full-flavoured coldie is to ram it down." That's what it says.
Are you ramming it, Daniel?
No, I'm gently sipping it like a romantic Epicurean dandy.
Ah, ram, Daniel.
Like, yeah. "This is no place for fancy Epicurean homosexual coded types to romanticize ingredient stories." I feel like this bottle is, this carton is getting at a kind of, I don't know, a version of masculinity that I'm maybe not comfortable with.
Mm.
What the fuck is that, Brian?
That's me blowing bubbles in my milk.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, some milk splattered out onto my shirt, though. Which was fun. Okay, Daniel, let's chat the timer. Let's timer the chat. Let's time the chatter.
Yeah, let's do it.
Time chatter.
The time chatter is set to 5 minutes.
Chatter time.
Make a chat for five minutes. What were we talking about last week? There was something that got interrupted.
Daniel.
But, yes?
Last week is in the past. You got to put the past behind you.
I guess so. What was it? I don't remember.
Me neither.
Brian, do you go on walks? Do you like walks, Brian?
I do like going on walks, Daniel. I do like walking quite a bit, yeah. It's a good thing.
Do you walk on your own?
Sometimes. I like to walk to work sometimes when the weather is the right weather for it. It's like a 3-mile walk. It takes an hour. Oh, yeah.
Cool. You know, sounds good.
I tried to listen to podcasts for a few years without ever really getting into it. And the thing that really changed for me, that turned the corner, was I started walking to work. At the time, my walk was about 45 minutes. And having that length of walk to do, to and back, every day as much as possible, was really, that that was when I started to get hooked on podcasts. Because
yeah,
walking is such a great activity for listening.
Yeah, I have the same experience. Yeah, I used to go on walks at night. I used to have like mental health walks where I'd feel like I was a huge slug of a human being because I hadn't gone out all day. And so I go, I'm going to go on a walk. And I'd listen to the Adam and Joe podcast while I walked. It was like my nightly ritual. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had to take those walks even when I was like, even before I got into podcasts, when I was like 16. And what I'd do is I used to download people's recordings of BBC light comedy broadcasts, like usually game shows, like I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue or Just a Minute or, you know, a bunch of other light BBC light entertainment. And I just listened to, like, I'd basically make my own little, like, handmade podcast thing feed to listen to. And I'd go out on walks just to, like, you know, explore the streets and then feel like I was doing something active and feel good about myself.
Nice. Do you mostly walk? Yeah. Do you mostly walk through like street areas, or do you go into parks?
Suburban trails, streets. Suburban. And I would often walk at night. I wouldn't do it where I live now. I used to live in a suburb called Cardinia, which was mostly I could walk around at night and feel safe. But one time I walked for ages and ages, just taking little paths, little streets, walking at night, listening to my podcast, and I got lost. And I wound up in a semi-rural area I had no idea was there. There were paddocks, and there were goats in the paddock, and their eyes would look like glow in the streetlight. And it was just like something out of a nightmare where I found myself. And I just kept on walking because I knew I'd walked so far that if I turned around, it would take me like forever to get back and I'd be walking over the same street. I just kept on thinking, I'll keep on going. I'll take this next turn and then there'll be a street. And I kept on going and there was just more paddocks. And it turned out I was in the veterinary training area of a local university, Murdoch University. That's where I'd gotten lost and, like, found myself in. And I eventually found they had an emergency all-hours vet, which I was able to stumble into and ask for directions back to a street. Like, yeah.
Nice.
And off the university property.
I did that once in a wind farm in Korea. I went walking through the wind farm because I wanted this to see the windmills, and this was the middle of the day. And I kept walking through it being like, oh yeah, this will just like curve back out to the road at some point.
Yeah.
And I ended up...
Oh, hang on. Let me... That was an error. It's still got like 2 minutes. Keep on going, Ryan.
Daniel.
I don't know what happened then.
Daniel.
A second timer fell in through the window and went off.
Daniel.
I've just brushed that into the bin. And now the legitimate chat timer is still going.
Daniel.
Finish your story.
I don't know how I feel about
Ryan.
This, Daniel.
All right. Well,
I think we should adhere. We've heard a timer go off, Daniel. We have to respect it. I can tell you the rest of the story off the podcast.
Sure. Well, sure. Fair
enough.
You
can imagine what happened. Goats.
Yeah, I think I can.
Goats, paddocks.
You got lost.
Emergency veterinary, etc.
Yeah, I imagine there was a Korean man involved. For some reason, I picture a man. He's slightly dumpy. He has black hair. And he's like, oh, you need help? And you're like trying to ask him. There's a language barrier, but... like, he points in a way which is very helpful. Or did you just... I can never find out. I'll never know. He, like, does a point where he points like his finger is you walking down a street, and then he bends his hand and his finger around where you need to go, and then he straightens it up, and that's the route you need to follow along the street.
Well,
along the path.
No, Daniel, the man...
That's the point that I'm imagining him doing.
The man was a mechanic, and... it was a random auto mechanic shop in the middle of nowhere. And the point was the word taekshi, which is taxi in Korean.
Then it sounds very much like he was saying, sort it out yourself.
So he used his finger to point to the numbers on the phone, and then a taxi arrived and took me back to my hotel, deeply sunburned.
Great.
Me, deeply sunburned, back to my hotel.
Your deeply sunburned hotel. Yes. You should find out the name of that auto mechanics and give them a shout out on the show. Maybe send some business their way. Maybe do that while we sort out our scores.
Yeah.
I think we're about to sort out our scores, listeners.
Let me just quickly search for a nearby town and now start just scrolling through Google Maps until I find... maybe I should do satellites. What do you think? Should I turn on the satellite footage?
Yeah, sure.
This looks promising.
Although those wind farms are going to be hard and weird to see on the satellite because they'd be looking at them top down. Weird.
Yeah.
Well, it's a weird silhouette.
I would look for like the... the trails, kind of that design. Anyway, Daniel, I don't even remember where it was that I did that.
Korea.
Oh, well, yeah, it's true. Where's my beach? Oh, over there. It must be here.
A beach? I guess wind farms go near beaches, don't they?
They can. Motherfucker. Anyway, why am I doing this, Daniel?
Is there surfing in South Korea?
Not in any of the places I've been, but there might be. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Anyway, moving on to...
Yeah.
What are we moving on to now?
We're writing down scores, although I've got two of my scores written down already.
Ah, we're writing down scores. We're doing an interlude.
Yeah, bring on the musical interlude. See you later, listeners. Bye-bye. Mwah. We've got nothing else to say. Don't make me give the game away.
Take me like you want me, babe. I'll be yours and that's okay. How's your scores, Daniel?
Just finished, Brian.
Finished?
Finished.
You achieved completion during the song?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm just calculating my total. Calculating. Da-da.
That was a fun song.
Plus. Da-da-da. Yeah. Okay, my total's calculated.
Okay, good job.
Okay, we're back. Listeners, we're back.
Listeners.
Hello again.
We are back, listeners.
We're back. Brian, we're back.
Daniel, we're back.
We're back.
It's been so
all
long.
All right.
It's been so long. What is that?
Is it my turn?
It's been.
It's been. You know that song.
Yeah, I know It's Been.
Yeah.
It's
I love
been.
That song, It's Been. That's how it goes. Oh, I love that song.
1 week since you milked at me.
No, I don't like that bit. Yeah, shall I do the thing first? My turn?
Sure, Daniel, why not?
So I drank banana milk, listeners.
Yay! Woo! I can hear the listeners cheering, Daniel. They're very
I drank happy. A Farmdale Ram brand banana milk. Banana flavored milk, good source of calcium. Let's see. Anything else pertinent on this packaging? Homogenized and pasteurized banana-flavored reduced fat milk. Skim milk, milk solids, sugar, banana puree, 0.5%, natural flavor, color, acidity regulator, contains milk. Not suitable as a complete milk replacement for children under 2 years of age. Aldi guarantees that our exclusive brand products are developed to our stringent quality specifications.
Daniel, is this
made in Australia?
Is this a children's formula?
This is not a children's formula. I could.
Did you say Ryan, not? There are several. Not suitable or yes, this suitable.
Is not suitable as a complete milk replacement for children under 2 years of age.
I didn't hear the not the first time.
No. Well, silly old you.
Yeah, I blame Google. Anyway.
Speaking of yous.
Yeah.
So, how tasty was this banana milk? No, how milky was the banana milk? We start with milky. We review its milkiness, its tastiness, its creativity, its value, its gestalt, and its zeitgeist.
I just remembered also that you read the advertising copy from the side of this carton to us, and that definitely would not be children's milk.
No. Gonna ram it down.
That was so long ago, Daniel.
It was. It was before the musical interlude.
How am I supposed to remember those kinds of things?
The milkiness is a 51. It's like, it's not milkiness heavy.
Wow.
It's kind of like, it's like a flavored milk milkiness, but not like a new creamy flavored milk milkiness. It's like an old flavored milk milkiness. You drink it and it's not like, oh, jeez. This is a creamy drink I'm drinking. It's more like, oh, it's a banana milk. It's a 51 milkiness.
Okay.
Let's see. The flavor, it's a banana milk flavor. It doesn't achieve authentic banana flavor.
Uh-huh.
It achieves fake banana flavor.
Nice.
But that is pretty good. It's not bad. It's an all right flavor. I've written down 66. It's like, okay, this is pleasant. I can see myself drinking this.
All right.
I can see myself continuing to drink this and not tip it down a sink. So I guess it's 66. The creativity, Brian.
Yes, Daniel.
It's not very high. It's only a 12. It's just a banana-flavored milk.
It's only a 12?
Yeah. Right?
Is that what our banana milks have generally received?
I have not been looking at what I scored past banana milks. You reckon I should bump it up? What about a 15?
Daniel, it's up to you.
No, tell me.
Follow
should
your
I bump
dreams.
It up to 15? I originally wrote 15 and then I knocked it back down to 12.
It's up to you, Daniel. Your banana chill was a 14.
Brian, I didn't want to know that.
Well, now you do.
All right, let me rush through these other scores because I got something I want to tell you. The gestalt, its drinkability. Oh no, wait. My robot cat is meowing.
Uh-oh.
No, the value. Okay, so I bought this Farmdale Ram from a lunch bar in Bassendean, a suburb here in Perth, Western Australia. I bought it from this lunch bar along with a vegetarian spring roll. This 600ml Farmdale Ram banana-flavored milk cost me $4. So that's not good.
No.
That's an expensive price.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a lot of money.
It could have been more than $4 if it was a really exorbitant place that was really going out of business super fast. So I've given it 25 for value. Maybe I should give it less. That sounds like a 20. $4?
That's really expensive.
It's gone down to a... Say that again.
That's really expensive.
Yeah, 20 value.
But in US dollars, it's probably like 1, so maybe it's not.
This is a blah, 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 blah. 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh my God, my math sucks, Brian. Cool, good. The gestalt. So, it's the flavor is nice, the smell is inoffensive, but when I drink it, it has the weird regret, the munba down.
Uh-oh.
It has a little bit of the bitterness in my mouth after I'm finished, which makes me not want to go back for more, because I know that my mouth will be haunted by this weird acridness afterwards.
You're experiencing
and it sticks around a while. I am. I'm experiencing it on the roof of my mouth and at the back of my mouth, mostly. That's where the bedown is. So that brings the drinkability of this milk down a little bit, but it's still, I'm still going to finish this carton. So it's getting a 43. It's like below average, but not far below average. It's still a pretty good milk to be drinking.
Okay.
Now the Zeitgeist. So this packaging comes with a limited design, like a limited color palette, which I kind of like. It's yellow and black, which I like. Although I guess it's a bit Route 1 for a banana. So that's kind of what bananas are. They got a black bit, they got a yellow bit. It's accented with brown and white. I get the feeling that this Ram brand is, it's like, it's an Aldi home brand. So do you know what Aldi is?
Yes.
Yeah, like a big German cash and carry kind of thing. And they have lots and lots of like home brands. They pretend that their weird home brands are like, oh, fancy imports. So I think that this whole milk has been concocted very, very recently in history. And I think they looked at oat milk when they did it. And so now they have this big three-letter word, Ram. And it takes up a lot of space on one side. And then on the back, they had all that blah, 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 trying to be a human being, talking to you bullshit on the side.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit more simple than an oak bottle, but it feels like a bit of an imitation. It's a bit more toned down too, which I kind of like though, but that also means that there are big areas of this carton which are just like solid color and they look empty. It looks slightly unfinished. It's a low Zeitgeist. And this lunch bar I went into was real dingy. So it's a 30.
Okay.
So that brings my total, to 222. It's a triple two.
Very
I think that's right. Double check my maths, though.
You're going to have to tell me all the scores again if you want me to do that.
No, I'll do it. It's all right. It's all right. 51 milkiness. It's okay. I'm doing it. Don't you do it, too. It'll really mess up the poor computer. 66 tenderness. 15, whatever that was, creativity. 20 values. 43 gestalts and 30 zeitgeists, bringing us to 225. My maths, Brian, it's rubbish.
Well, because you changed your 225. 12, you changed your creativity.
Yeah, that's it.
You had it right originally. Okay.
I had already accounted for that in my mathematical equation and still got it wrong. Are you ready for the revelation?
Yes.
I learnt this when I googled Farmdale Ram. I didn't actually even google Farmdale Ram. I just saw it mentioned in a slightly related milk-based Google search. So, Aldi sells their own like home-branded products.
Uh-huh.
But it's not Aldi brand. They make up brands.
Yeah.
So Farmdale Ram isn't invented. Like, they've come to town and this is their milk that they sell, and they pretend it's from a company called Farmdale Ram, but it's mm-hmm. really an Aldi. Just like their pizzas are all like pretend brands.
Mm-hmm.
They've obviously got a whole department whose job is to make up companies, make up brands, I guess.
I've had that job before.
Oh, really? You could have made a Farmdale Ram. So
not for milks, but for clothing.
Aldi has to get the milk from somewhere, though.
Yeah, cows, usually.
Do you get... No. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is like Nestle milk or something?
No.
Is it
Brian,
Bingo-Ray?
Are you ready for this amazing revelation?
Is it Bingo-Ray banana milk?
It's Brown's banana milk.
What?
It's the milk I've already reviewed.
What?
They get their banana milk from Brown's. This is... I've already reviewed the milkiness, the tastiness, and the gestalt of this milk. The value and the zeitgeist, I've already reviewed the creativity too. the zeitgeist and the value are different, but the milkiness, the creativity, the tastiness,
they're all different,
and
well,
the gestalt should all be the same. If I am a real reviewer, and if I'm a fake reviewer, we'll see how fake I am. Because I didn't look at the numbers. I didn't look at my review for Browns.
Should we do that now?
Let's do that right now. So, where is it?
It's number
Browns Banana Chill. Oh, it's not looking good. So I gave, listeners, I gave Brown's Banana Chill a 70 on the milkiness scale, and I've given this one a 51. I thought it was average.
Wow.
The tastiness I gave a 75. I've given this one a 66.
That's not bad. That's pretty close.
That's close. It's in the ballpark. It's within 10 points. Oh, no, it's... Yeah, it's within 10 points. The milkiness I was way off. I think maybe my... Maybe I've acclimatized to creamier milks. Because this was early days, the Brown's Banana Chill episode. The creativity, I gave it a 14, as Brian already mentioned. And the drinkability, or the gestalt, I gave a 54. And this one I gave a 43. So overall, I'm left with a worse impression of this milk than I was in the past.
So the Browns benefited from some first impression uniqueness bonuses.
Yeah. I think the difference between the tastiness and the gestalt of the Ram banana is probably the same kind of difference as the difference between the Browns tastiness and the Browns gestalt.
And also psychologically, the zeitgeist, the poorer zeitgeist of the Farmdale one would have made you less inclined to like the milk.
Totally. Absolutely. That's what zeitgeist does to your milk.
The Browns had a more tolerable zeitgeist, so you were more open to it.
I was. It was way more tolerable. So, Brian, it's your turn.
Okay. Well,
I just finished my milk, by the way.
My milk is super boring, so maybe I'll just plow through my scores really fast.
Plow away, old chum.
It's just a plain old almond milk, slightly vanilla flavored. Nothing really special about it at all. So the milkiness is average, 51. The tastiness is average, 45. The creativity is bad, 11. As we've established, vanilla milk, not creative.
Yeah. Yep.
The value, it's a cheap little thing here, $1.39 for this little Tetra Pak, so that's not terrible. You get some nutrition, although not much. I think I actually am going to devalue this slightly more and put it down to 48. And then the gestalt, it's just a boring... It's just a boring drink that you don't really want to drink, and it's fine. And you don't notice it, and it's whatever. So, but it also, it's all gone. I drank the whole thing. It went pretty easily. So it's just a fine little thing. Nothing, no major problems with the gestalt, and nothing super amazing either. So 52 for gestalt. And then the zeitgeist. Zeitgeist is problematic for me. I don't like it. It has the...
I think I'm seeing silk almond vanilla.
It has an ocean of white milk with giant almonds dropping into it, which I actually like the giant almonds. That's kind of cool. But then there's this weird blue fade up to the top. And then at the very top, there's a different blue where they've segmented off the top and written the flavor vanilla. And the two different blues next to each other is just really not doing it for me. So the zeitgeist here is 27.
Yeah. Totally. 50% more calcium than dairy milk. Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, it's a boring, bad design.
Yeah, no good.
I concur.
And that brings my total.
Milk of the day.
To 234.
Ah, oh, you got me. You got me, Brian.
Making it the milk of the day, despite being extremely boring. The milk of the day.
Totally average, bordering on bad.
Totally average.
It's been some stinkers, hasn't it?
I know.
Oh, shut up, phone.
It's been a bad couple.
My phone just went boom, boom.
It's been a bad couple of weeks for us this morning.
Yeah, although I drank a beer a couple of weeks ago. That was nice. I need to get some more beers in my box. I miss it. I didn't even mention how weird it is that I got this Aldi home brand milk from a lunch bar. I think what must have happened is the weird guy, this sort of weird Eastern European character who I got my spring roll and my milk from, I bet he must have driven down to Aldi and bought like a crate of these milks and just put them in his shop.
Oh, yeah?
Because, like, is Aldi a distributor? I would have thought it just sold its own stuff in its own shops. How did he get it? I don't see these anywhere, really. I guess maybe they do. I don't know. It just seems weird.
Yeah. Who knows?
Anyway. Congratulations, Silk. Congratulations, Brian.
Congratulations.
We'll be sending you the traditional certificate in the mail.
Thank you.
Milk of the day. The Silk Almond Vanilla. I'll sign my copy and then I'll scan it and send it to you to sign, Brian.
We can send them
their certificate.
Very much looking forward to that. I'll frame it and put it up next to all my other ones.
No. We're sending it to Silk.
Oh.
The Silk Company.
Damn it. Never mind.
Through the mail. They can put it up in their headquarters.
Yeah. I thought I would get one for all my milks of the day.
You just
have a wall of fame.
You just drunk it. You didn't make it. Imagine making this milk. This milk that you just reviewed, imagine having to make it. Imagine that.
Imagine. I have no idea.
Imagine, listeners.
I can't. I couldn't possibly imagine it. But I imagine it would involve a cow.
And a mill. Moo.
Moo.
Pretty snappy.
Reasonable.
15 minutes.
That's a new record.